Well, just a short time, God's Word, and remembering what He's done for us, let's start with a word of prayer. Lord, we thank You for Emmanuel, and Lord, we thank You that God was with us and walked on this earth, God in the flesh, and Lord, that is something we cannot comprehend, but we give You praise and thank You for it, for that incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, as we stop and remember when that took place, and Lord, the coming of our Messiah, we pray that You would still our hearts and help us to reflect upon those things this morning. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I don't think I need to remind anyone, particularly the children, that it is Christmas Day. And I imagine that when the children woke up this morning, the major topic on their mind was, it's Christmas Day and it's present time. That's generally what happens on Christmas Day for most children, or probably all children, and a lot of adults as well. And for most children, they've probably looked under the tree at the presents for a few days. They've tried to work out what present might be in that box and what they're going to be receiving. I'm sure last night they found it a little bit hard to go to sleep and fall asleep, and I have no doubt that when they woke up in the morning, the first thing on their mind was, it's Christmas Day and I wonder what present I'm going to get. And I'm sure if you've had your little opening of the presents time, they've opened up the presents and there's that excitement with the gift, and then depending on what that gift is, they want to assemble the gift, they want to race the gift, they want to cuddle the gift, they want to squirt the gift, or they want to squeeze the gift, or they want to wear the gift, whatever it may be. He's not having a happy Christmas today, is he? He hasn't got the mood yet. It'll come. But generally, that's the concept of what happens on Christmas Day. And usually what happens with Christmas gifts is, whatever the gift is, it occupies your mind for most of that day and maybe the next few days afterwards as well. But what I've found is that as the days go on, that gift that was so exciting, that gift that occupied the children's mind for so long, starts to lose its excitement and lose its novelty, and then the interest that was shown in it in such a great force at the beginning seems to dissipate a fair bit. And then after a while, the gift sits on the dressing room table for a while, and then after a little bit longer, it ends up shoved into the toy cupboard and then forgotten until maybe they discover it a little bit later on. That's generally what happens. The gift brings excitement. It just becomes another toy or another dress or another shirt or another gadget, and you lose interest. You know, most of you have been to my house, and you'll know that in our rumpus room we have a huge, big cupboard, a toy cupboard. And you open up that toy cupboard, and I look in there, and I realize that just about every one of those toys in there once brought a lot of excitement to one of the children, and they played with it for quite a while, but then after a while the excitement disappears and it's shoved in there, and then they open up and they say, when it comes to, why don't you play with something in the toy cupboard, and you open up, there's nothing there, it's all boring. All right, it was exciting once, but now it's all boring. And that's what happens with gifts, sadly. I wonder if anyone could tell me what they received at Christmas time 3 years ago. Any children? Tell me what you got 2 years ago. You know that gift that was so excited you're just waiting for and you couldn't wait to get it? Last year? Can you remember what you got last year? Glenda got a wheelbarrow. That's good. She's the exception to the rule. Did any of you children say, oh, Mum and Dad, look, I'm still so excited about last year's gift, I don't want anything because I just still can't get enough of this gift? Any of you do that? No. You see, gifts seem to just lose its interest after a while. I was thinking, you know, if I received at least 4 gifts every Christmas, that means that I've received at least 172 gifts over the course of my life so far. That's at least on Christmas Day. And so I sat down to try to remember, what gifts have I received over the course of my life? And I can remember a push bike. I can remember a fish tank. I can remember a G.I. Joe helicopter. All right, that was pretty exciting. A squash racket, a race car set, and Norm Francie, I remember those nuts you bought me a couple of years ago. And I know all the weight I put on after those nuts, but it was exciting. But apart from that, I know I might be in trouble off my wife, but I can't quite remember too many other Christmas gifts. And so there's still another at least 166 gifts that I can't even remember that have gone by. But adding the ones that I can remember, the fact is that they really mean nothing to me now. You know, I don't walk around cherishing them and pursuing them and showing all my attention to them. For most of the time, I just completely forgot about them. And that is the nature of gifts. We forget our... I'm going to walk over here and just... can't escape that boy. Okay. So, that's generally what happens with our gifts. We forget them. And we take them for granted. They seem to appeal to us for a while and then it just disappears. Now, that's how it happens with Christmas gifts. It happens with birthday gifts. But sadly, it also happens to the greatest gift of all. And that's what I want us to consider this morning. How so easily we can forget that greatest gift that the Lord Jesus or Heavenly Father has given us. You know, there are going to be many celebrations today, but not over God's gift. There are going to be a lot of families coming together today, but they're not going to be celebrating how God sent His Son to us. There are going to be a lot of songs sung. There's going to be a lot of movies watched. But most of them won't be there to remind us of what God has given us. For many, God's gift is completely forgotten and they've moved on to something else in life and they've shown all their attention to that instead. For many, they replaced Christ with Santa Claus, or they replaced it with food, or they've replaced it with family, or whatever it may be. But they have completely forgotten the greatest gift that God has given us, and that is His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the eternal salvation that comes with it. And just like many toys, they get shoved into the back of that toy cupboard and they're forgotten once all the excitement and the novelty's over. Sadly, this world has done the very same thing to the greatest gift of all, where they've shoved Jesus Christ into the cupboard somewhere, hardly ever remembered, and they just want to think of other things instead. And even God's people do this. And I'm thankful that you're here this morning, that you at least wanted to come and in a public way acknowledge that you want to give thanks to God for the gift that He's given you. There's a lot of distractions at this time. There's a lot of things that we can be very excited about. But the greatest gift that we can have received is the Lord Jesus Christ. And that should be the focus at this time. He is the good news. He's the gift that really should bring rejoicing. Not the present that mum's going to give you, or dad, mum and dad, or not what your spouse is going to give you. Those things that you're going to lose interest in and they're going to end up in the cupboard or in the toy cupboard. But the greatest gift is the Lord Jesus. You know, the angel of the Lord said to the shepherd, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy." This is what the good tidings are about. This is what the great joy is about. And that is the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord." What is the great joy? What is the good tidings about? It is the Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing else. You know, the angel of the Lord knew how great a gift this was that was being given. He knew what it cost the Heavenly Father to be able to give this gift. He knew the glorious nature and what Christ beheld in the heavenlies and how He forsook all of that for us. He knew those things. You see, he had seen Him in all His glory. And I think, brethren, we need to stand guard that we don't lose sight of what is the greatest gift of all and what Christmas is truly about. Because even we can do it. You know, Jeremiah said a very interesting thing in chapter 2. You don't need to turn there. But this is the Lord, through the prophet, expressing His disappointment in His people for having forgot Him. You know, it says this in Jeremiah 2:32. Can a maid forget her ornaments or a bride her attire? And I'm very well aware that it's not a wedding today, it's Christmas. But I do think there's a very good comparison here. But this verse asks a question that we all should know the answer to. You know, when a young lady is getting ready for her wedding day and she's getting prepared and she goes off to get married, has there ever been a lady that has forgot to put on her wedding dress? Or had forgot to do her hair and get her ornaments? We know the answer to that. I don't think there would be ever a lady that would forget that. I don't think we've ever been in a wedding where we're waiting there for the bride to come, and then finally the music starts and we stand up, and then the bridegrooms start walking down the aisle, and then the bride comes with a hand in hand with a or arm in arm with a father, and then she sees all these odd looks where everyone looking at her, and then she looks down and realizes she's got a daggy old jeans and shirt on and she hasn't done her hair. You know, that's never happened. A lady would never do that because that day is too important to her, and those things of the dress and the ornament and so on is far too precious. They would never forget that. And you know, a very similar thing could be said of in what has taken place in our eyes today, and that is, could it be said, can a child forget its Christmas? That would be just as amazing as well. I dare say there's not one child here today that woke up, went about their normal life, doing whatever they're doing, and then mum says, do you know it's Christmas? Oh, it's Christmas today. I forgot. I don't think there would be a child where that would be the case. I doubt any child would have done that. It never happened in my house, and it never happened with me. For me, I just had that day fixed in my mind. I couldn't get it out of my mind. And then when I went to bed that night, I couldn't sleep. And then when I woke up, the very first thing on my mind was, it's Christmas Day and there's presents. That's the way we work. And if a child forgot that it was Christmas Day, or if a bride forgot to wear her wedding dress, we would sit back and think, that is amazing. How could they forget something so important? Yet the Lord says there is something even more important than this, something more amazing that I can't understand. This verse goes on to say, can a maid forget her ornaments or a bride her attire? Yet my people have forgotten me days without number. That astonishes the Lord, that his people could forget him for days without number. For days and weeks and months, they have not given him a thought. And I'm sure a bride wouldn't forget her dress because it was so important that day. And I'm sure a child would never forget it's Christmas because that day is so important to them. But how can the people of God forget him for days without number? I dare say that very same angel, that angel of the Lord that brought this glad tidings of great news, knowing what it really meant, knowing there is no greater gift that could ever be given, knowing how glorious Christ was and how he descended upon earth and became a man, and knowing how precious he is in the heavenlies, and then allowing himself to be destroyed and beaten by evil men, I'm sure that he must sit back and see how we have forgotten him, how we've found other things to occupy our mind, how he never seems to be that important anymore. There's so many other important things. He must stand there in the heavenlies and wonder, how on earth could this world forget the greatest gift of all? You know, when the angels see the glory of Christ and then see what he did for us, they must wonder, how can these people ever forget this gift? You know, I'd love to talk to them. What do you think about us? What do you think about our world? They must shake their head. We brought you such great news. The greatest gift of all was given. Yet you guys seem to find so many temporal, foolish, irrelevant things to occupy your minds with, and you don't give him a thought. That must astonish the angels in heaven. And we might think it's amazing that a bride forgets her dress or children forget it's Christmas, but they must be amazed that we forget our Lord days without him. But I think we'd all agree that we do that, don't we? Other gifts distract us from God's gift. Other things fill our minds and we don't give him a thought. And then before long in our life, he is shoved in that cupboard with all those other things that once excited us. But now it's not that important. And that's where he stays. You know, we're told in the Word of God, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. There are not really words that can describe the gift that God's given us. That's how great it is. It says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Brethren, the gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ has no comparison. It has no equal. It should always be first place in our mind. And we should always give thanks for it, even on a day when there are so many distractions, like today. I trust the Lord can't say about you and me, could a young child forget his present on Christmas Day? Yet, your name has forgotten me for days without number. I trust he couldn't say that. How could we shove that most precious gift into that cupboard of our mind and it mean nothing to us when there is no greater gift that we could receive? Let's pray. Father, we thank you that we can stop and remember you today. And Lord, let us always reflect that you gave us the pearl of heaven, the most precious thing in the heavenlies. Not even the angels could compare. But Lord, you took the most precious thing of heaven, and Lord, he became flesh and blood for us and died on that cross for us. We thank you for that. And I ask for your work to be done this day in our hearts as we rejoice and celebrate this wonderful day. Amen.